From Tidbits on November 12, 2007, this is the audio version of Hot Topics in Tidbits Talk, written by Jeff Carlson. Can't delete mail from Apple Mail? When mail starts acting up, one solution is to rebuild your mailboxes, but don't rule out the possibility of accidentally displaying deleted messages. Cell phone jammer, anyone? If you know someone who can't stop nattering on their iPhone or other cell phone, you can buy a device that kills the connection. It's illegal, but the satisfaction might just be worth it. Are preferences good or bad? Following Matt Newberg's plea for preferences in Leopard Stacks feature, a reader argues that too many preferences lead to user confusion. Leopard simplifies file sharing. A change in Leopard to how passwords are sent leads to problems connecting to NetWare servers. Leopard and FileMaker Pro 6. Leopard and the latest version of FileMaker aren't yet friendly, but what about running older versions of the database application? Gmail and IMAP. After setting up Gmail to work using IMAP, a reader has encountered a number of odd incidents in mail. Any advice, or is Gmail's IMAP undercooked? Tab, delete, and return keys just beep in Leopard text boxes. When obviously wrong behavior starts happening, it's time to test against a new user account in macOS 10 to find the culprit. If you don't have a test account on your machine, set one up. Instructions here. Time Machine caught in a time warp? Is Time Machine responsible for hanging a reader's Mac Mini, or is the problem with something else, like File Vault? Leopard Apple Mail. Universal, but not quite. Sometimes not knowing something can help. After encountering problems with mail under Leopard, a woman marked the Open Using Rosetta option in the Get Info window, which solved her issue. Probably the last thing most people would try. Aperture insists that I re-register it continually. Repeatedly being asked to register Aperture has driven one reader to the point where he may no longer buy Apple software. And don't ask him about telephone tech support. Google used 70 times more than Yahoo. Google's dominance in the search engine field is backed up by some dramatic numbers. Cloggy keyboard on a MacBook Pro? Do the keys of the MacBook Pro require a firmer touch than past Apple laptops? Installing Leopard on a 24-inch iMac. A reader shares his experience installing Leopard on a brand new iMac, which hadn't yet been preloaded with Leopard, though he got the system update for free. Tinker Tool available for Leopard, a venerable utility for accessing hidden preferences, has been updated for macOS 10.5. The full text of this article is available in this audio file in the Lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for sending your comments into Tidbits Talk.